Blog Talk Radio.
Yaumanuk, Merkut Yaumanuk, Serud Yaumanuk, Sharemeneb Imba, Enka Yaumanuk, Merkut Yaumanuk, Serud Yaumanuk, Sharemeneb Imba, Enka Yaumanuk, Merkut Yaumanuk, Serud Yaumanuk,
Shalem, peace and freedom. Welcome to another edition of Wat Dawu, the Kemetic Path to Peace. I am Reverend Dr. Queen Mother Imaku, and I'm very pleased to be with you here again. Another time of being able to share our wonderful, glorious Kemetic ancestral traditions, and hoping that you are growing through this process of listening to these classes, and hoping that these are applicable to your life in a way that is empowering. We're receiving a lot of information today regarding empowerment through the energies of Rei, the 14 Kau of Rei, the 14 spirits of Rei. Now, we've got a lot of ground to cover. Let me just very quickly begin, get right into our prayers. For those of you in Akeru Temple who have your copy of the prayers, please put them in front of you. I want you to get used to being able to say these prayers out loud along with me. All right? Sherer Neb Ech Nebet, the Lord's Prayer. Muchnu Ech Etefnu Necheru Penetiu Encherit. Our Mother and Father Necheru, who exist in and of heaven. Renuchenu Jeser, your names are sacred. Per Percherugenu, your kingdom come. Ir Ebetchenu, your will is done. Emtacher Emchet, on earth as in heaven. Erbinu Cherupen, give us this day. Kaunu, our daily bread. Nechat Enachau, have mercy on our misgivings. Ernechatnu Achainu, as we pardon our transgressors. Utebnu Emetset, turn us from evil. Echem Emedet, rescue us from folly. Tutenichenu, Neturerchenu, Neturichenu, your kingdom, your power, your glory and divinity, Nechek, forever and ever. Amen. Imeni. Amen. Anacheret ma'et, tua ma'et, perdi ma'et heket em yerupen. I will not do wrong. I will not steal. I will not immerse myself in depression. I will not violate another being physically, mentally, emotionally, or spiritually. I will not hoard, disrespect, abuse, or misuse the land. I will not waste precious food. I will not waste precious water. I will not jealously desire to obtain that which is not mine. I will not eavesdrop or pry into matters outside the dictated nature. I will not defile or debase my purity. I will not abuse my sexuality. I will not engage in infidelity with another man or woman's mate. I will not engage in sexual fantasies or sexual acts with a child. I will not cause needless terror. I will not be arrogant and egoistic. I will not act with selfish, destructive aggression. I will not cultivate a quarrelsome nature. I will not take a life outside of my eight, nor disrespect the life force. I will not cause the shedding of tears. I will not sow seeds of regret. I will not mistreat children. I will not mistreat animals. I will not be vengeful and angry except for a just cause within my eight. I will not be easily incited to action or contention. I will not uphold an untruth on or against someone else's behalf. I will not lie. I will not raise my voice unnecessarily. I will not speak maliciously against another being. I will not exaggerate. I will not talk too much. I will not act with sneaky manipulation. I will not be impatient or judge in haste. I will not entertain impure thoughts. I will not wish evil upon another being. I will not perform negative energy work. I will not turn my ears away from words of truth. I will not desecrate holy places. I will not desecrate holy traditions. I will not steal from or neglect giving to the temple offerings. I will not rob from the deceased. I will not blaspheme the most high and cheered. I will not betray my venerated ancestors. Du'a ma'et in medu nefer. The Iritu invocation. Nisit Iritu. Rud, Nisi Ardi Imta, I'm sorry, Imta Urt Ikeb Ipata. I invoke security. Nisi Kat Wab, I invoke a pure body. Utekrer, Nisi Sheri Ishibarat Jaser, I invoke joy and divine flow. Nisi Keper Im Kepri, I invoke creativity. Tungti, Nisi Peret Enchat Ich Ebjeser, I invoke courage and a divinely aligned will. Anut Neches, I am awake. Nisi Merjeser, I invoke divine love. Nisi Ma'at, I invoke harmony. Neferet, Nisi Makeru Jeser, I invoke divine correct speech. Kherni Giset, I am on my throne. Uja, Nisi Amyukat Wab, I invoke pure thoughts. Kherit, Nisi Jeser, I invoke divinity. Ware Heftwebenef, Emma Kerabdel and Pet, Anachara Kitim Kepri, Kepri Kemam Necheru, Hekwebenek, Hetzidmutek, Hektium Sutin Necheru, Ware Heftwebenef, Emma Kerabdel and Pet, Necherak necheru, tua necheru, gerdi necheru, maedanu, ankuja seneb, mer orek ishetepu, im anki, im hauni, im kredi, im hau akiru, im hau kebra, im hau kemet, im hau taort, tekinu, 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 duau, duau, duau. Anachirak Yakut, Anachirak Shepsu, Dua Yakut, Dua Shepsu, Erdi Yakut Ishepsu, Rek, Hek, Hekau, Mer, Neferet, Hetepu, Urek, Tekemet, Anu, Anuk Kut, Im Shepsu Nebu, Tekinu, 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 Duau, Duau, Duau. Anachirak Njitunebu, Dua Njitunebu, Njitunebu, Anuk Imakut, Yei Ibuab, Irini Khat Jeser, Dua Semi, Erdi Ank Nefer, Waj Nefer, Mer Nefer Ish Inu Nefer, Iati, Heki, Ureki, Semi Shef Tsia, Mesef Sef Maet Im Anki, Anuk Imakut, Yei Ibwab, Irini Khat Jeser, Semi Sekepi, Dua Njitunebu, Njitu Nefer Ea, Njitu Rer Ea, Njitu Mkutin Mer Ea, Anuk Mkeru Eechenu, Duau, 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 on it. I'm so grateful to those of you who have reached out to ask for the prayers for those who are in the temple and who have been inspired to follow along, to be able to incorporate these prayers into the your life. It is a wonderful and empowering thing when you are able to pray entirely in our own language. So, and also for those of you who have, in conjunction with that, requested the recorded MP3s where you can listen. And we have quite a number of prayers once you become part of our Akeru Temple to incorporate into your life and use on special occasions because life brings you a number of challenges. And to be able to make your petitions to the Necheru in our language and stating exactly what you need, you are able not only to connect more directly with them, but also open up that space within yours that unleashes the power to make it happen. So, yes, the whole thing about embracing. We practice word power at Akeru Temple, knowing how to use words, understanding the importance of putting words properly together in order to create a certain effect. Give thanks and praises. All right. We have Sunday service coming up. We alternate Sundays, you know, over at Refall headquarters. And so this Sunday, for those of you who weren't able to join us last time, we're trying to get out to us in Newark, and it's not really that difficult. Just give yourself enough time to travel, okay? Please, please come on and join us. It is a rich experience. I encourage you to bring your notebook and your pencil or pen. Because, I mean, that's the practice that people have started taking, and I think that's a wonderful thing. Because for those of you all who know me by now, I'm serious about teaching. And you'll come away with a lot of information. Education is empowerment. Even for you to understand from the cultural standpoint, from the historic standpoint, not just the spiritual standpoint. To know is power. And to be able to experience with a community what it is that we're practicing helps you with your daily practice in terms of your spiritual growth, your cultural empowerment, and incorporating it into your life on a real and regular basis. We call it living the culture. Okay. Oh, so the information, go to the Akeru Temple website, Akeru, A-K-E-R-U, Kemetic, K-H-A-M-E-T-I-C. One of these days I'll explain to you why we use that spelling. Temple. .info, Akeru Kemetic Temple.info. You'll find information about where we have service, what time, that's from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., and all the information you need. You don't have to wear whites. African clothing, of course, is encouraged. If you want to wear whites, then that's beautiful, too. Just we ask for you to come in clean clothing, just as a courtesy. Make sure your body and your clothes are clean. And come with an open heart and mind and spirit. Give thanks and praises. Okay. The 14th Kau of Rei. Now, for those of you who have come into our school over this last year, because we have the temple and, well, the church and the school, okay, when you have a temple, ideally that means it is a spiritual institution that also has a teaching environment, or has a school set up in conjunction with it, okay? It's a temple and a school. For those of you who come into the school and who have been taking lessons, and also for those of you who have come around me, good thing to hang out with your teacher, with your minister, and get some things up close and personal. You have learned about the 14 Kau of Rei, and have started incorporating these energies into your life. And I start out my yoga, my yoga practice, to use the correct terminology here, yoga practice with the 14 Kau of Rei. And I guess you would say it would be akin to sun salutations. It's not the same. Actually, it's even more empowering. And standing these energies. Because if you don't know the yoga poses, then you can still at least incorporate the flow of these energies in your daily meditations to be able to empower and enhance your life. Who is Rei? Well, that's a really good question. Rei is not who you think Rei is. There are many mysteries that go along with Rei. People think that it is pure yang energy. It is not. okay? It is power and empowered energy. It is incorporating the energies of Reyet or Rayet and Ray, and coming to new levels of understanding of exactly how they are expressed in your life. There are, hundreds of expressions. There are 14 designated spirits. The word for spirit is Ka. The word for the plural of that spirit is Kau. Kau. There is a yoga move for that as well. And understanding spirits, because we all have spirits. We all do. We all have many aspects to our spirits. Yes. And these are the divine energies that are devoid of your own personality that you have on this, in this life experience, in this lifetime. The Ba, or the soul, is comprised of your personality and your ethical core, but spirit transcends that. So in being in touch with your spirit, it takes you to new levels of inspiration, of empowerment, of wisdom that are far outside of the corporeal being that you are. It is apart from ego. It is apart from your thinking about things too hard to talk yourself out of things that are spiritual. Okay? Dealing with pure spirit, this is what's important about this. Because, you know, in Akeru Temple, we have a foundation of study that is based on the Yeritu, the chakras. We deal from a strictly Kemetic point of view in doing self-healing through the Yeritu. In the body, there are 7 chakras, or Yeritu. And it is believed that there are also 7 bodies that extend above that, 7 spirits that extend above that, 14, yes. These all go along with the life, well, the 82, that's the life force energy. What is the life force energy? Ray and Rayette. So each of these link you to these spirits that are within yourself. Now, the thing is, in your approach to this, you have got to come from a place of purity, not from a place of power grabbing, because these are spiritual energies, high spirit, and they take you to a deeper journey to yourself and also transcending the flesh. All right, let's begin. Hope you have your pens and your notebooks ready. The first is Heka. Heka. And there is a guardian that goes along with each of these that are all aspects of the life force as well. Heka. Heka, which means word power. Whenever you use the language in an intentional manner, that is creating hekau, all right? And it is also comprised of the eternal energy. Eternal energy. Heka is speaking things into existence. So in your meditation, the first word you would say would be heka. And then following that would be Hu. Why? Because Hu is the first eternal utterance. Hu. You would audibly say that. You would chant that. You would hold it out for as long as you can. All right? I suggest you putting on some nice meditative music and all this. But this is the first part of it, and we're just going to breeze through this because there's so many. Just to give you an overview. Okay, next, after you have raised your energy, you've spoken Q into existence, which is also acknowledging your own existence, because Q is the DNA strand. It is the so-called twisted rope. It is you. It is all of life, but it is the beginning of forming your intentions for the day and pulling in ancestral energy from all of your ancient selves, pulling them to the fore, the wisdom of all of your ancient selves, through the utterance of you. Okay? After uttering you, you silently meditate on the light and the energy that is rising within your body. That is Khu, the divine light, K-H-U. By the way, Heka is spelled H-E-K-A. That's one. Two is Khu. That's the mystical emanation that rises within and flows to you without. That's the second aspect, Khu. Think of the fact that we all have divine light. Some of us choose to bury that light. In order to get back in touch with that light, if you are so far away from your divine self, focus on getting in touch with that core within yourself and welcoming that divine light within as you meditate on Khu. There are 18 breaths that go along with this. Focus on the divine breath. Tighten the sphincter on each breath. On each exhalation. The word for inhale in the Kemetic language is Tzedek. Exhale is Nifah. On each exhalation, tighten the sphincter. You should feel divine light within and without. Relax your breathing. And the guardian that goes along is Tehen, T-H-E-H-E-N. It means sparkling light. Okay? Next, after you have raised your vibration, you feel the light flowing outwardly and also rising within as you're getting in touch with your divine self. That light needs to be protected. So then you call upon Neket. Neket means strength. That's N-E-K-H-T. It is strength. And yes, there are yoga movements that go along with each one of these that opens up this energy. Strength. Call upon it to protect it. Because oftentimes when people see that you are just brimming over with light, people want to make you a target. Okay? Sometimes it is very discouraging to people when they're walking around vibrating so highly because of the fact that they find themselves unknowing targets. People become either really jealous of your light because they either don't understand it or they don't remember, really. It's not that they don't understand it. They don't remember the beauty of the light they carry. Or they've been through so much that they have purposely buried their own lights. And you're a reminder. And that's a good thing. You want to remind others of the divine light of the creative force and the goodness that goes along with it. It's good. It's so sweet and it's so good and it's powerful. It's a declaration that you have turned your back on things that are wrong in this world, and you are choosing to live in the right. But the other reason that you want to build up strength is not just for protection. It is to be bold enough to consistently walk in that light. Because this world is so very challenging, and because it's so very easy to let yourself, if you're not strong, it's easy to let yourself be pulled down and to let your light be squelched out. You don't want that. You want to be an inspiration to others in a good way. So you call upon Neket. Neket. And the name of the guardian also happens to be Neket. Yes. Strength. There is an arm that is extended that is holding a lash that indicates the strength. Okay? So anytime you see any kind of metanature that has the arm extended, it is showing you a standard a standard to be protected, to be upheld, all right? A high standard. Okay. Kemet was in its glory. The focus was on living according to a high standard, and this set the tone for how the rest of the world should be. Okay? When the compromise came in the values in the 42, that's when standards fell. We need to remember as a community to maintain high standards, especially for those who are seeking the way back to the light, better standards of how to exist. And see, here's another thing I just want to mention. When you are a community and you are focused only upon yourself, because see, your light also is about drawing community in, okay? The strength gives you the ability to deal with the community in a way that's not going to hurt you, all right? But again, the thing is, it is a mindfulness of community and standards and trying to keep everyone together at the standard instead of you going and doing your thing and then you know this person over here is suffering and they don't need to be suffering. But because of your own selfishness, you don't know, you don't want to know, okay? You don't do anything, and that's a problem if you're talking about community building. So that strength that you're pulling up also means that you are calling upon the strength within yourself to do what is right by the people who are around you. Why is that? Well, this symbol again, the Ket, also deals with some level of community leadership. I've spoken about this before. We all hold leadership positions in some way. You may not feel like it, but in truth, as soon as you walk out the door, you have a responsibility in how you carry yourself because that puts you in a position to fire others and bring them up. You want to be able to connect with others in your community, all right? We have this internet community today where people are just really all about themselves. And that's splintering us more than helping us, okay? Be strong enough to care. Be strong enough to be in a position to help one another. That takes strength of mind as well. All right, now where does that lead to? That leads to the WASS staff, WASS, which means power and dominion. It means the coming together of all the elements in your life so that they are aligned toward what is right. The WASS staff, when you are given the WASS staff, when it is passed on to you, or when you acquire a WASS staff, that means that you have control over either your own territory or someone else's territory. It is a protective rod. But because Set is on the head of the WASP staff, and you can Google WASP staff to see what it looks like. In understanding that Set is on the head, that means that I'm a person in leadership who has control over my lower nature. And also, if you are in leadership, that means that I have control and am able to affect change in a positive way for my community. Again, here's leadership again. Leadership. Stop thinking of yourself as just being some little minion. You're not. You have power. You can affect change. Okay? WASP. Power. Dominion. And the guardian for that is Wasir, or Asar. Wasir. Moving now on to Waj. We're going from the WASP scepter or staff to the Waj scepter. Waj, which is health, vigor, and when you are in power, to maintain your health. Because when wielding that power, that takes a lot out of you. especially in dealing with a lot of people. This could be in your family, in your household, all right, being the head of a family, being the matriarch, the patriarch, being in a supervisor role on your job. But even so, in general, when you're coming into new levels of knowledge and power, it takes a toll on your body. You have to really come to a place of being able to accept these new higher energies. So you must take care of yourself. Do what you can to maintain this corporeal vessel. Waj, vigor, health. Waj is W-A-D-J. Let me go back to spelling WASP for you. That is W-A-S. Or you'll find it under U-A-S. Okay? Okay. And the guardian listed that goes along with Waj is Waj. Okay? Waj. Health and wealth. You've heard people say your health is your wealth. Well, that's true. How are you going to be able to really effectively deal with responsibility of wealth if your health is not together, ideally? It can make you very self-absorbed if your mind is not right, if your body is not able to handle the energies that come along with wealth, then you can squander it, or you can hoard it inappropriately, because, again, this whole thing is about the community. And if you're truly living a life that is centered in Ma'at, then you are aware that it is not just about you. If you are the awakened Heru, Herukuti, then you know it's not just about you, okay? So what does that lead to? That leads to Geb. Geb, which is abundance. Abundance. And once more, if you don't have the health piece together, handling what you've acquired is going to be a problem. Now, many of you know Geb, and that he is the goose, okay? But there's another guardian that goes along with Geb, and that is Chef, T-C-H-E-F. And Chef provides, he is about provision. He is the food god, and also of provision. That's connected to the word shefa and shefu. Shefa, T-C-H-E-F-A, means food, celestial food. A shefu means to provide food for. Okay? Now, now you've gone to this place where you've pulled in the energy of abundance, and you should be doing this as a slow meditation. Do not rush this. So what comes after that, the new level of illumination? When you grow spiritually, you realize when it comes to material things, you don't need as much as you think. You start guarding or giving away the things that are no longer of use to you because you realize it's not all about material wealth. It is about the spirit, that you are a divine vessel. And for the things that you acquire, that they have benefit not only to you but to others in your community, but your focus, again, is on the spirit as a vessel. What is that? Sheps. Sheps, which means majesty. When you are a person who is of means, and if you do the right thing with your acquisitions, then people respect you. And it is also referring to nobility, honor, being stately, admirable, wealthy, gorgeous. Also, and the main thing is, a holy vessel. We know sheps to be a word that also relates to the ancestors. Ah, to the ancestors. And let me give you a new way of looking at your ancestors. Check this out. Because if you look at the image for Sheps, it is a person who is seated upon his throne of glory. Your ancestors, when they go on to be able to help you, They are vessels. Their container, well, they just lost their container. their energy has changed, but they are there to serve in a divine way. When you transition, the goal is to become chefs and then iaku. Or maybe if you're living your life in such a way, you go on to become iaku. Chefs are the ancestors who walk most closely with us, who are of light. The ancestors are the ones, chefs too, I should say, the ancestors are, the iaku are the ones who walk closest to the divine light and who help us. They are both ancestors of light. They're just two different tiers. So, and once again, I'm on the air, and here's a text, OB, without my getting phone calls and texts, even though people know I'm on the air. Let me just take a quick moment, by the way, to thank Main Street Universe once again for providing this forum for Wat Daoud to be part of the Main Street Universe family. Give thanks and praises. There's a lot of fine programming that you will find on Main Street Universe, and I'm proud that Wat Daoud is part of the Main Street Universe family. Give thanks. Okay, now going back to the whole thing with being an ancestor, and watch how this flows together now. So your goal is to be someone who is respected, but for being a really good person, not just because you have loot. Because, you know, you can have loot, and people can fear you because they'll know that you can use your money to throw your power around. People who are truly spiritual do not do that. And, you know, that kind of thing even happens on a small scale. I'm a person who does not drive. I gave up driving back in 2002 and gave up my license in 2005. Just didn't bother to renew it in 2005 because I have epilepsy. And, you know, I'm doing okay. You know, I'm still doing the Protandim thing. Just have to make sure all the time that my – that I'm not getting overloaded and all this, you know. You know, sometimes you need a ride. And I find so many people are so happy to play car god because that's their way of being able to exert control. I talked about how people find ways of exerting control over others in last week's show. And that's from their own limited sense of self that they do that. Yeah, it's really amazing. So when you have something that somebody else needs, and if you throw your weight around about it, that's not respect. That's not honorable. There's no nobility or admirability in that. Sharing is admirable, appropriate sharing. And our ancestors share with us. So as we deal more with the spirit realm, then we realize it's important to move on to the next level. Watch this now. Death to self. To self. And by the way, yes, Sheps is the name of the guardian for Sheps. We're at number 8 now. The next one is moving now to a place of truly dying to ego. Dying to ego. And the term is Kem. K-E-M. K-E-M. Which ironically is also the root for Kemet. Kemet means lamentation. And the symbol is, in the Medinetra, is associated with the hair. Why? Well, because the hair would be torn out or pulled in grief or cut in grief. And, you know, when someone was really very gravely ill or when someone transitioned. This deals with burial. This deals with the mummified remains, recognizing that the flesh is limited and you want more in terms of the spirit. As you continue to grow spiritually, you move into a place, again, of letting go of things at an even higher level. And the things you start drawing to you are things and people that will help you to ascend. All right? So you have... that energy of Kem. Kem. I think it's really important to focus on the fact that Kem is the root for Kemet because of the fact This is, okay, I say be on, I'm on the air and I get a response back. Thank you for your text. Okay. So, anyway, if we look deeper, because it's always important to look at how the words are connected. It really is. This really is going to be a really funny running gag. But it's nice to know people care. Oh, anyway. So with Chem being the root of Kemet, and this means death to the self, that means, again, the whole thing about stepping into a higher standard of living. Because that energy is about getting you to be the very best you can be. When people came to Kemet who were from outside, they saw a whole different way of living. Some got kind of ticked off about it. You know, others were like, wow, I got to come up. That's the idea, okay? Now we move on to nine. This is now dealing with the raising of yourself as Kerest, or the mummified remains, so to speak, from a metaphorical standpoint. You are ready. You are ready. In Akhenu Temple, we say Anuk Sepej. I am ready. That is S-P-T with a diacritical mark underneath it. This is the way we abbreviate. S-E-P-E-D-J is another way of being able to say it or write it out, or S-E-P-E-D. And so... All right, so when you're prepared and you see that the symbol is of a cone, that represents also adepthood, moving into a new spiritual level, high level of initiation, the initiate, also piercing the heavens and piercing the veil. You are working now to go behind the veil. The veil, behind the veil, what does that mean? That's where all of the really deep esoteric knowledge is at. It is carefully hidden behind the veil. And so, Anuk Sepej. Anuk Sepej. I am ready. Many people come to culture and they feel ready, but they ain't ready. That's because they're looking to take shortcuts. They don't want to put in the work. To get higher knowledge, it takes work. You have to have experiences. It is not book knowledge. Book knowledge is nice. It helps to explain some things, but you've got to be willing to experience things on your journey, so you can get your wisdom stripes, so you can understand from a deeper level what you are dealing with, what is truly before you. Anuk Sepej. When you say you're prepared, that means you are announcing not only to yourself, not only to your community, but you've announced to the universe that you are ready to receive what is necessary for you to gain the knowledge from a pure place of spirit. Once you have proven yourself and you are then to pierce the veil, you move on to the next with Jed. You have pierced the veil. You are receiving the energies. And now that you are receiving the energies, that means you have to go through another level of stabilizing these new energies. The Jed Pillar, DJED, or you'll find it TCHET with a diacritical mark underneath the last T. Jed, or DED, or D, I'm sorry, T with a diacritical mark underneath it, or ED, sorry. TET, diacritical marks underneath both T's. Jed means stability. Jed means stability. By the way, the guardian for Sepej is Sepen, S-E-P-E-N. He stands for preparedness, and his symbol is the Sepej symbol. Okay? Stabilizing the energy. Because a lot of times as you grow and you come into new levels of awareness of spirit. And it can kind of scare some people because your world is not the same. The way you see things changes. The way you experience life changes because you have a new perspective. So after you've stabilized this energy, then the next one is Iri. That's the 11th one. We're at number 11. Iri. That is A-R-I. Put a dot over the I. I'm sorry, the A, because that makes it a short I or short E sound. We've gotten a little sloppy in our use of the language over the years in terms of using the dictionary but ignoring the grammatical marks that are there. It is Iri. Iri. We know that to be connected with what? Eritu. It is the root of Eritu, the energy centers which bring action and to which your behaviors can be, through which your behaviors can be understood. Okay? Eri. Now, there is an eye. I mean an eye as in your head. Okay, your eyeball. It is symbolized by a seeing eye. It is active sight. Iri means actions. Active sight. Now you see the world in a whole new way, okay? And going then, hold on, let me give you the guardian. It is also Iri. Now, listen, I have the 14 Kau on one page, and I have the guardians on the next page. Okay, so that is also Iri. Your vision changes. That also means into spirit, okay? Having more sensitivity about what's going on in your world and the people who are a part of your world and what you can do, because, again, it is Iri. So now you see there are things I need to do to change my world. There are people here who I either need to move out of the way or put to the side for a while, or who I need to draw to myself to help me in maintaining the kind of life that I need to have as a divine vessel. 12, your hearing changes. What you listen to, also in terms of listening to spirit, that is Sedem-En. Sedemen, which means listen. It is depicted as an animal ear. You know how animals have really acute hearing? Your hearing becomes more acute. And again, listening into other realms as well. Yes. The guardian for that is, now get ready for this, Mescherui. Mescherui. That is spelled M as in Mary, E-S as in Sam, T as in terrific, C as in cat, H-E-R-U-I. And the guardian Mescherui has two ears along with this symbol. Two ears, a guardian, and then two ankhs. Mm-hmm. He means listen, listen. So often, people who are not in spiritual culture will talk. and talk and talk, or people who are kind of dabbling on the edge of spiritual culture, people who are not really pulling in the spiritual essence of whatever it is that they're practicing, and who just talk, and don't know how to listen. To have the gift of truly honing in to this corporeal realm and into other realms is key. It also means that you know when to shut up, when to hold your tongue, all right? It is through listening that we also get higher levels of compassion. Sometimes people judge based on what they see. Other times you have to listen to what the other person is going through in order to gain new levels of understanding. It may be something that is completely outside of yourself. It can be foreign to you. So you can't then just go on what you know, because obviously there's a lesson to be learned here. And as you gain insights, you become wiser, and you are able to act in a greater accord to the situation, which leads to number 13, siyah, perception, wisdom. Siyah, S as in Sam, I-A, siyah, which is depicted as woven fabric. Woven fabric, someone who was able to weave threads together, okay? And when you're wiser and older, when your perception changes, things come together for you in a different way. Wisdom truly is about seeing things differently. As you come into knowledge, as you open yourself up to spirit, as you humble yourself, humility, as you humble yourself, you then are able to take in things differently and express wisdom based on what you have taken in. You want to be a wise person. It's really a sad thing to be older and have no wisdom. There are people who just kind of float along in life. They just kind of shallowly jump from one thing to another. And they form their opinions based on what others say and also their limited range of experience, or also what is in the media. And if it's, it can't be so unless so-and-so said it, you know. With wisdom, and when you're older, that means that you have the strength of character and of mind to be able to form your own opinions and dispense wisdom based on that, and not sit in a place of judgment, but in a place of understanding. Now, that also deals with perception into other realms, too. Now, you see, we have all these layers going in behind the veil and have a deepening level, and having deeper levels of understanding of spirit. Now, what does that lead us to? Finally, we are at hue, which means taste. Now, here's what's interesting. Because we started out with uttering hue, yes, with heka, putting that divine utterance out there into creation, pulling in the wisdom of our ancient selves, our ancient lifetimes. Also, this pulls in the wisdom of our ancestors who work with us. And we all work together toward elevation, okay? We pray every day for those of us who are in our Akhenaten temple, every day in our ancestral prayers, and as you also hear in the beginning of the show, I am a light, a divine light to all of my ancestors. We are all ascending. We all have an effect on each other. Pulling in hue, uttering hue, and then coming full circle to hue as the last word that you say in your meditation with the 14 Kaol of Ray, it elevates you to an even different level where, because it is dealing with taste, and taste is depicted with an ivory tusk, the word for that is Abu. Abu is also the word for respected elder. It is also the word that means pure, not rotten. An animal tusk, you know, is white, pure, okay, representing purity. It means that you are going to start drawing by uttering that word, bringing things full circle, the things in life that are pure. your taste in your circumstances and the people around you and the things that you pull into your life changes, okay? Now, this does not make you a snob. It doesn't. It just goes back to the whole thing about standard. This brings it to the highest degree so that you are now calling in that excellence for yourself. In Akeru Temple, we say Akere'a. Akere'a means exceedingly excellent, okay? So by ending with you, you wrap it all up and call in excellence, okay? So let's go through all of those. And the guardian is you. Also for Sia, it is Sia. So you have Heka, one. Two is Ku. Three is Neket. Four is Was. Five is Waj. Six is Geb. Seven is Sheps. Eight is Kem. Nine is Sepej. 10 is Jed. 11 is Giri. 12 is Sejemet. 13 is Sia. 14 is Shu. As you meditate on all of these sounds, the vibrations, calling all this into existence as you begin your day, you will find that your life will radically begin to change. The goal for all of this is for us to become as much like the divine light by living in and with that divine light as we possibly can, in spite of the challenges, in spite of the setbacks, which actually are just tests, in spite of the things that we don't immediately understand. I have lived long enough that eventually you do come to a place of understanding, as long as you open your heart, your soul, and your mind to finding out what the lesson is. I've been pleased to present this to you again today. My name is Reverend Dr. Queen Mother Imaku. For those of you who want to learn more about Kemetic culture, please visit our Akeru Temple website at Akeru Kemetic Temple, Kemetic K-H-A-M, KemeticTemple.info, and visit my website, QueenMotherImaku.info. Got a whole new look. Give thanks. It's always important to change. And if you want more information about joining us on Sunday for church service, please visit the website. Service, again, is from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Refall Headquarters out in Newark. There are a number of buses that will take you directly there from Penn Station for those coming from out of town. And we look forward to seeing you and having you fellowship with us. Stay strong. Stay richly blessed because you are, in spite of whatever is happening to you. Know that you are living in and with blessings. Be an inspiration. Reflect love. Reflect light. Reflect goodness and success. Nereah.